on the bottom of Tez Vav Amud Beis. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achba the Rav Noi Chozov. Komez on Osef Shalom Ksugim Lami Rosh Hashanah. The Ad Yom HaKippurim, that's a girsa we have. The Rif has a different girsa, that it's Ksugim Lami Rosh Hashanah, the Ad Rosh Hashanah. According to the Rif, even though Chaim and Mavis is Nechtam on Yom Kippur, but Mizonos are Nechtam on Rosh Hashanah itself. So from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah, person's Mizonos for the year are set. Chutz Me'otzor Shabbosos V'otzor Yontif, except for what he's going to spend on Shabbos and Yontif, V'otzor Bonav Talmud Torah, what he spends on Talmud Torah for his children. Shim Pachas Pochsin Lo, he spends less, he gets less. Vim Hosif Mosifin Lo, if he spends more, he gets more. Rashi called Mizonos Shaladam, Kom Asha Osid Lihishtaker Bishonah. Whatever a person is going to make during the year, Shianizon Mehem, that he's going to get Parnosa from that, Kotsuv Lo Kach Vekach Yishtaker Bishonah Zu. It's decreed already on Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh Lo Yizor Milasas Yitzia Merubah, and if a person shouldn't spend extra money, Shalo Yosifu Lo Shchar L'Mizonos Ela Masha Posku Lo. From the Zonos, for other things, it's not decreed. But from the Zonos, what you're going to get, that's decreed already on Rosh Hashanah, and you can use it up by spending too much. Chutz Me'otzor Shabbosos, Oso Lo Pasku Lo Mahishtake. What he spends on Shabbos and Yontif is not decreed. L'tzorcho Mehechen Tavo. That's not decreed, and that's fluid. L'fim Asher Rogil Mamtzim Lo L'shoah O La'achar Shoah. What he normally spends on Shabbos and Yontif, so he'll get back either what's it called, immediately or after a time. Pochsin lo, kolomer, mamtsin lo, schar muat. And if he doesn't spend a lot, then he won't get extra. Okay. Omer Rebavo, micro, where do we see that in the Pasuk? That a person's mizonos is ksuvim lo from Rosh Hashanah. Tiku v'chodeshofer b'kesel yom chageinu. Ezeu chag shachodesh miskasebo. What chag is the chodesh, the moon hidden, right? Hevi omer zero shashana. So that's one way of learning this. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv, and in Rosh Hashanah it says, ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat elokei Yaakov. Chok, we'll see, means mizonos. So Tosa says, v'chora, if chodesh shaha, what's it called? Chag shachodesh miskasebo, means that the moon is hidden. It should have said Chodesh Shehalavana Miskasebo. So some learn Chodesh Miskasebo is that the Torah did not publicize the Seir of Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah. It only mentions the Olam. Vad, the Olas HaChodesh, Mincha, what's it called? Yeah. Umincha'so. It doesn't say anything about the Chatas. And some understood that that means that there is no Korban Chatas on Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh. And that was a mistake that Rabbeinu Meshulam said. He never meant to say there's no chatos, just it's not mentioned specifically. And some say it means that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's Chodesh, what's it called, Chag Shachodesh Miskasiba. And the Ritva says it just means simply that you don't take into consideration Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Hashanah so overshadows Rosh Chodesh, you don't think that it's Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rafael Burray from here, that a chag doesn't have to be with a Korban Chagiga. Because you see, Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a Korban Chagiga. But it could be that chag is anywhere you bring special korbanos for the yontif is also called a chag. Well, there's no special korbanos for the yontif, that's not a chag. Okay, the my mashma, where you see in Chokli Yisrael, who that your mezonos are ksuvim, the high chok lishna the mezonos, who, how do you know the chok means mezonos? Dechsiv o'ochlu es chukam asher nosalem paro, by Yosef, says that paro gave them chukam, which means a set amount of food that was given to the kohanim in Mitzrayim. Marzutra omer mehocha hat kifeni lechem chuki. So you see the word chok has to do with, what's it called, a person's mezonos. Rashi. Micro, Shekotzim Mizonos Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see that Rosh Hashanah is a time that a person's Mizonos for the year are decreed? Shacholish Miskasabo, Shahalavana Miskasabo. So Rashi learns that the moon is hidden. Shein a nearest the chol adam el shachris the yoshvei mizrach the arvis the yoshvei mariv. Right? It's only seen very short time during the day. For those in the east, it's seen in the morning, and at night, for those in the mariv. Kedomer Rosh Hashanah esrim v'arba shos miskasa siyora. That the, before Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Chodesh, the moon disappears for 24 hours. So it's only seen, the end of the moon cycle is seen in one place, and the beginning is seen in the other place for a very short time. Have the omers of Rosh Hashanah, the dilu shari yontif, kvarnismala, halavon, and mixas, the nearest b'chol makom. Every other yontif, including Shavuos, the moon has already grown a little bit, so it's visible to everybody. It's not hidden at all. The kesel yom chagenu, the other yom tov, on the 15th, for sure, it's a full moon. The kesel yom chagenu, avachodesh koi. Tiku bachodesh, bechidush halavona shofar, shumiskasa biyom chagenu. Right, and what is that? Ki chok li Yisrael. On that day, the chok, how much food a person gets for the year, is decreed. Tanya Omrola Vashama Yazokin Kol Yomba Yochel Kovet Shabbos. Shama used to eat every day the Kovet Shabbos. Matzah Behema Noah Omer Zul Shabbos. Found a nice, something nice, he put it away for Shabbos. Matzah Cheres Noah Menu Minyechas Hashniyah Vochel Sarishona. Found something nice, so he put that away for Shabbos and ate the first one. Aval Hil Azokin Mida Cheres Haisalo. But Hil Azokin had a different Mida. She called mice of the Shem Shemayim. She named Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day he ate what was for that day, and he didn't worry about saving it for Shabbos. He figured he would get something nice or nicer for Shabbos. He had bitachin. And most Mefarshim learned that Shammai is the Iker. That either I find something nice, put away for Shabbos. Hillel is, you can also do like Hillel. You don't have to bedafka, you can have bitachin. But even Hillel holds that Shammai's way is preferable. Tanya Nami Hochi Beishame Omri Michad Shabich Lishabzich from Sunday already be preparing for Shabbos. Ubeisil Omri Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. No, each day you can do for that day and have bitachon that the Rabban Shem will provide you something nice for Shabbos. Rashi. Va'ochel Asorishona Nimtza Ochel Lezul Kadei Shetei Ayofen Nechaz V'Shabbos. Comes out, you're eating this one now, so you'll be able to save the other one for Shabbos. The Havi La'achilos Asorishona L'Kavet Shabbos. So the eating the first one is also covered. Every day you ate L'Kavet Shabbos. Because what you eat today is because you want to save the nicer one for Shabbos. L'Shem Shemayim Boteach Shetizdam in L'Noah L'Shabbos. He ate whatever he had that day. He didn't save it for Shabbos, and he had to be talking that the Rabban Shom would provide him something nice for Shabbos. Mechad shebich l'shabzich, me'echad b'shabbos shelcha, titein libcha l'shabbos haba. Yom yom, yam aslanu esrachenu vezvasenu. The end of the pasuk is, Baruch Hashem yom yom, yam aslanu. The Rabban Shom will heap for us or prepare for us what we need. Okay, Om Reb Chama B'Rebbe Chanina Nosim Aton L'Chaveiro Ain't Tzorich L'Odil. Person gives somebody a present, he doesn't have to let him know that he's giving him the present. He can send him a surprise present or whatever. Shenemar U'Moshe Lo Yod Akikoran Orponav. The Rebbe Chanina gave Moshe a present that his face shone with the glory of the Shechina, and Moshe didn't even know about it. Meisvei V'Daski Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Right? It says that you should know that I'm the Rabban Shlomo who is Mekadeshu. Omer Lakadosh Baruch LeMoshe. Moshe, Matana Tova Yeshli V'Veis Genozai. V'Shabbos Shema. The Rabban Shlomo let Moshe Rabbeinu know that he's giving him a Matana Tova called Shabbos. And it's called a Matana because you get Schar even for the Onig of Shabbos. Other mitzvahs, the Onig is an extra thing. Here, the Onig itself you get Schar for. It's a Matana Tova. V'ani Mevakesh Litn L'Yisrael. Leich V'Hodiyo. So go tell him I'm giving him this Matana Tova. Right, to give something to a child, you have to let the mother know that you gave the child a present. So here it says you do have to let a person know you give a present. Here it says you don't. Lokash, hob matona davidid lagluye, hob matona lo avidig lagluye. Depends if you're going to find out about it eventually or not. Right, if you'll find out about it eventually, so then you don't need to let a person know. If it's possible, you won't find out eventually who gave it or whatever, then you have to let him know. Tomorrow says, Shabbos, Nomi, Matona, David, Gluye. Eventually found out they got Shabbos, right? Tomorrow says, Matan Schar, Lo, Avid, Gluye. The Shabbos they knew about, but the Matona was the Matan Schar, like we said. Even for the Tainig, that they didn't know that they got, that had to be told to them. Rashi. Eino tzorech lo dio, lomar shelo yehei ze yoshe v'toa mehechen boilav dover ze. The person shouldn't wonder where he got this from. Right? He shouldn't be able to be makar tova. So it's an inyan to tell him. Halachas, you don't have to tell him. In the end, it's because in the end, he's going to find out anyway. So you don't have to let him know in advance. But something he won't find out, you do have to tell him, so he should know who he's makar tova to. He gave him to him and he didn't let him know. Vadas ki ani Hashem, reisha dekro, achas shabsosai tishmoru. Umay vadas, rotsa ani shetodiyei ma matona chashuv ani vakesh litin lehem. Go and tell them, I'm giving them a present and how important it is. Tzorech lo dias imo, lasos lo os v'simen. Like we'll see later, that you have to give the child, they have to make some kind of simen that the mother knows that the child was given this present. Shim yochlenu kodem shiovel imo, because if he happens to eat the bread before he gets home, the mother will never know that anybody gave the child a piece of bread. She'll see the os and she'll ask, who did this to you? Right, so-and-so did it to me and he gave me some bread. And that way the parents will know that the person gave the child a present, that they like them, and it'll bring to Ava the Achva, and it'll also bring to Akoras HaTov. Moshe was eventually going to find out that his ponim were, and he knew where it came from. There you don't have to let him know ahead of time, if in the end it's going to be found out. But the Shabbos wasn't going to be found out, even though Shabbos was going to be found out, but the Matan Schar, if they didn't let them know, wouldn't have been found out. Rashi. Omar Mar, Mikan on Rishum Gam, Leon Nosim Pasla, Tinik Tzorek Lodiyo Imo. My Ovid, how do you let the mother know? Shayif Le Mishcha Umali Le Kuchla. Right, you put a little oil on the kid's head, or you put a little blue mascara around his eye. If you do that now, people are choshish that you did some kind of magic thing on the kid. My, you made some kind of spell on over him. Omar Papa Shayif Le Mioso Amin. You put a little bit of what you give him around, I don't know, we put it somewhere. Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochanan, I put bread on the kid's ears. I don't know what it means. Shayif Le Mioso Amin. Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Yochai, Kol Mitzvah Shenoslom HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael Noslom Befer Hesheh, Chutz Mishabbos. All the mitzvahs that the Rav Hashem gave, he gave publicly except for Shabbos. Shenoslan betzina. Shabbos he gave privately, quietly. Shenemar, beini uvein b'nei Yisrael sidom. It's a private oath between me and Klal Yisrael. So where it says, yichochi lo ve'en shenochrim alo. Right? Nochrim shouldn't be punished later on. This is how Rashi learns. That the Rebbe Shlomo have tainas on the goyim, why they weren't makabel the Torah. So Shabbos shouldn't be included, because the Shabbos was given privately. And others say that it means even the whole Torah. Because if they would have known about Shabbos, they could have said, if we knew we were going to get Shabbos, we'd keep the rest of the Torah. We only rejected the Torah because we didn't know about Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. So let's see the Rashi first, and then we'll see the Marsha. Molly Le Kuchla, no sin kol sivo seina. Put a little mascara around his eyes. Lo ye onshu nochrim Allah, vanan ashkechon, shechazra kodesh baruch alanishim ala Torah v'mitzvahs. Later on, kodesh baruch is going to have tainas on the goyim, weren't they weren't makabel the Torah. Dechsi v'zorach miseir lomo, ofiyam mehar poron, v'kosa v'eloa miteiman yovo. That's all the Gemara in Avodah Zorah that explains this. So the Marsha says, no, it doesn't mean why should goyim be punished, not be makabel the Torah. It means that goyim are punished if they keep Shabbos. Now, if they didn't know that Shabbos, and they only punish if they keep it the Shei Mitzvah, but if they didn't know that Shabbos was given as a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, then obviously they don't keep Shabbos the Shei Mitzvah. Why should they be punished if they rest on Shabbos? So where it says, Shabbos el di ol di no. Shabbos was given the Farhesia, right? It's in the Aseres HaDibros. The Matan Schar el ol di no. The Schar wasn't revealed. The boy Yisema Matan Schar el nomi ol di no. Even the Schar was public. Neshama Yisera, what was secret about Shabbos, which is an OC, is the Neshama Yisera. The Omer Abshim Ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera, no sinner, because it's not about the Shabbos. The Rabban Shalom gives a person an extra neshama. Extra neshama. It doesn't really mean two neshamas. It means that the neshama is extra sensitive on Shabbos. The Ebenezer says to Chochma, the person has an extra capacity for Chochma on Shabbos and the spiritual sensitivity. The Motzei Shabbos Nofnos, and it's taken away on Motzei Shabbos, Shenemar, Shavas Vayinofash. Even Sheshavas, once a person finishes resting, then Vay of the Nefesh, he loses his Neshama. And the Sasema says different. It's because Mashmik, even Sheshavas, once you rest, then what's it called, you say Vay of the Nefesh. That's when you finish resting. So he says, no, once you rest, Vay, all the Vay of the Nefesh, your Nefesh loses all its Vay. All the tzoras. What?
What's
a vai? Oy vei. Which means vei. It's a, the Nevi'im speak about. Aho, va. It's an exclamation of pain and suffering.
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, mamish whoa comes in that. That's exactly the word. Okay. Neshama Yisera, Rashi, Rochav Lev, L'menucho, L'simcha, V'lios Pasuach L'Ravacha. The person has an extra capacity for menucha and simcha, and it shows physically too. V'yochav V'yishteve Noshav Katzel. You can eat more on Shabbos, and you don't get disgusted because the food is more ruchni. Gashmi is the thing. You do a lot, you get disgusted. Ruchni is, the more you do, you don't get disgusted. Okay, also Adam Tavshel Merav Yontif, Om Ravaya, Loshonu Ela Tavshel. If you want to cook for Yontif, you have to make something that's a cooked dish. Avopaslo, you can't use bread for Eruv Tavshilin. Later on, we'll see Tosus holds that for each different process, you have to have something else. So if you're going to bake and cook, you have to have bread and something cooked. But you can't use bread for the cooked thing. Maishno Pastelo, why can't you use bread for Eruv Tavshilin if you're going to cook? It's because you need something that goes along with bread. That's called a dish. That's something that you're starting to cook. What's a dish? A dish is something that you eat in conjunction with bread, but not the bread itself. Okay? Upaslo malafsa. You don't eat bread with bread. Right? A rice also, or cereal, you don't use to malafis bo sapas. You don't eat cereal as a main course with a bread meal. Dom Rav Zeira, honey bavloi tipshoi dachli naham benahama, because the bavloim used to eat cereal with bread. And they were eating bread with bread. And the Bali Musar say what it means is if you ask the bavloi why he works so hard, he tells you because he has to earn bread. He has to eat. If you ask him why he eats, because he has to work. So it's a vicious circle. They eat bread with bread. You're allowed to use cereal for Erev Tavshilin. So it's not malafis bo esapas. Still, it's okay. So that can't be the reason why pas is no good, because it's not malafis bo esapas. You need something you don't bake every day. Bread you eat every day. Different dishes you don't dafke eat every day, so it's nicker that you're making it with Torah Shabbos. But bread you bake every day, this is not nicker that you're doing it with Torah Shabbos. Upash shchicha, v'daisa lo shchicha, but cereal's not shchicha. Ika diamri, someone just the opposite. Om rabaya lo shonu ela tavshil. That you have to use dafke something cooked for Eruv Tavshilin, avol paslo, but not bread. My timer, ilayma demidid lo shchicha, v'in upash shchicha. Right? If the reason is because you need something that's not usually done every day, and pas you bake every day, v'hadaisa lo shchicha, daisa cereal is not shchiach to do every day, v'omrav nechumi bar zechayim, mishmei dabaya, ein marvin b'daisa. This girsa is ein marvin b'daisa. So if it's something that's not shchiach every day, then what's it called? Why can't you use daisa? Ela midi de malafis bo'inan. You need something that accompanies bread. Pas lo malafsa, and pas doesn't accompany bread. Bread doesn't accompany bread. The daisa nomi lo malafsa, and neither does cereal accompany bread. Dom Rav Zeira, honey bavloi kipshoi dachli nahama benahama. Rashi. Lo shonu dahavi eruv de malafis, liften bo'inan. You need something that accompanies, that's eaten as a meal together with bread. The mucha milsa she'osi l'shabbos. Then it's clear that you're making it l'tzorach Shabbos. U'pas lo malafsa. Hilkach lo mucha milsa hi. Pas you eat by itself. Therefore it's not mucha that you're making it for Shabbos. Shari b'chol yom yesh lechem. Every day you make bread. Okay. Tani rabchia adoshim she'beshulei k'deira somech aleha mishumeru v'etavshilet. You don't need something important. Even the lentils that are left over in the end of the pot, you can use them for Erev Tavshilin. The honey mila just for kazayas. They have a kazayas. And Sasema says everything needs a kazayas. That's the minimum shear we'll see tomorrow for Erev Tavshilin. But the chiddush is, you, other things, you can have a part of this and part of that, and the mitzarif them both for a kazayas. But these things are not important enough that you can mitzarif it with something else. You need a whole kazayas from this if you're making it Erev Tavshilin. Om Rav Yitzchok Rei Rav Yehuda, Shamnunis, same thing with the Shamnunis al Gabi Asakin. You have fat that's left on the knife. Goruro, you can scrape it off, you can use that for Eruv Tavshilin. For Honey Mile Gishbu Kazai, same thing, has to have a Kazai from that itself. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav, Dagim Ketanim, Meluchim, Ein Boi Mishum Bishulei Nochrim. You have fish that are salted. Salted fish, there's no Bishul Akum by that. Because Bishul Akum is only by something that you can't eat raw. It has to be cooked. And salted fish don't have to be cooked. They cook them, but you don't have to cook them. You can eat them just salted. And the salting itself is not considered bishul akum. Om Rav Yosefi, Mitzloa nochri somech alei mishum Rav Tosha. And if the goy then roasted them, broiled them, right, you can use them for Eruv Tavshilin. You can't use the Eruv Tavshilin from Malicha. Malicha won't help for Eruv Tavshilin. Even though Maluach Kirasuach, it's not mamish cooking. But then the goy went and then cooked it, you're allowed to eat it, because you could have eaten it raw, right? And some say even if it wasn't Maluach, it's okay. Because since the Malicha is not something that asers, and the goy could have been Maleach it, so you could eat it with Malicha, then you could eat it, what's it called, even if he cooks it. The Avdinu Nochri, okay, 1 second. So that's what's it called. You can use it for Eruv Tavshilin. It's Rashi. Shebishulei Kdeira, Shenisharu Belo Miskaden. If you left them there, you had leftovers in the pot. That's also could be used for Eruv Tavshilin. So Mechaleya Me'er Avyantel V'Shem Eruv. Belo Amrin Lo Chashivi Ubatli. We don't say they're not choshul enough to use for Eruv Tavshilin. Goro Me'er Avyantel, same thing with the fat on the knife. Ain by Mishum Bishulei Nachrim, Shigazru Chachon Bishulei Nachrim Mishum Chasmas. They're bought and ostered things cooked by Goyim because we don't want you to be socially active with them so you don't intermarry. Something you can eat raw, there's no Isra Bishulei Akum. The Bishul doesn't help it at all because you could have eaten it raw. You can eat the fish just by salting them. You don't have to cook them, therefore there's no bishul akum. And if the goy then went and broiled these fish, you can use them for eruv tavshilin. Somach Yisrael aleihem toshari b'achil, because you're allowed to eat them. V'avdinu nochri kisa d'harsana osa. But if a goy made kisa d'harsana mitugin b'shumin kirvei dagim v'kemach, you fry fish parts in what's it called, in an oil and flour. It's like a fried fish with a topping. Then it's also why the kemach ain't nechal kamoshu, because you can't eat kemach raw, so there's bishul on the kemach. Shu chai lefichach yesh b'mishum bishul einachu. Someone says pshita, of course it's bishul akum. You can't eat it, so how could you have a erev tavshilin? Right, Mao de Sema, Harsana Iker, that the, what's it called, the fish is the Iker, and the Kemach is Tafel and Bottle, Kamash Malan, Kimcha Iker, no, that the Kemach is the Iker, and therefore, what's it called, it's Osir Bishum Bishalakum. Harsana Iker, Shuman Adogim, that the fish fat is the Iker thing in this dish, and not the Kemach, and therefore the Kemach is Bottle, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference, it should be Mutter. No, the Kemach is the Iker, and therefore it's Osir. Awesome.